Hello, friends, my friends. I have heard the last week that people who live in city centers shouldn't be allowed to own dogs.
Yeah, I hate it too.
Really? You too?
Yeah, I suppose it's only an idea because it's a very hard proposal.
Well, I don't know. As I'm a vet and I've got a surgery in town, I think that it would be bad for me, for my objects, but even though it's bad for me, I think it's a good idea. Well, maybe not in these terms, but it's something that we have to think of.
I am a dog owner and I live in the town center, and I don't know why such a prejudice about dogs, cats, snakes, other pets. I don't know why, because I am a very social person and I clean up all the things of my dog can mess. Really, I don't know why this prejudice.
Well, yeah, maybe it's a problem for your kids.
But you have these kind of thoughts. But for me, for instance, as a mother with two children, when I go out with my little boys, they are without leads as your dogs.
But I suppose that it's a temporal situation. Your children, your kids grow up, I suppose.
Well. Yeah, but when I go out with them, I want them to have their freedom, and I don't want to take care of your dogs because they don't
Me?
Have their leads.
No, other
and
people,
perhaps they can bite us and bite them.
Yes.
And you know, there's a lot of crabs in the floor, and I don't have to take care of your dog. You have to be conscious with your things and take care of them, not me.
I get her point, because it's very difficult to control all the dogs and all the owners, because sometimes owners are not concerned about their dogs, and especially the big ones, because I know I work with them, and sometimes they live in flats where they can disturb the other people who live there, the neighbors, and also it's a risk for the children.
But
not speaking about little ones, but
yes. But if you think in this way, I suppose I would be necessary to ban a lot of things because there are a lot of danger for kids. The city is an aggressive situation for kids, but the cars are more dangerous than it, and I suppose the education of people is necessary, or it is necessary to find the people that had a behavior is unsocial and so on. But to ban all the people that have dogs to go to the city center is a very, very hard law.
Yes, I think it's a little bit extreme. But I think that we have to think about it and maybe reconsider it in a soft way. I don't know. For example, also speaking or thinking about the dogs, as far as I'm concerned, the health of the dogs, especially the big one, is better in the countryside or where they can run and do a lot of exercise, and
of course,
yes, their lifestyle is more of life quality is higher there than in town, and it's better for the dogs and for people, and I understand her.
Of course, I don't find this law really hard, because people it's going to be better in country, and if you think law is hard, there's another laws against people who have dogs and leave the crap there and they don't pick it up, but who can find them?
Yes.
I mean, there's no police there who can catch you, but what can I do against that?
Yes, but fortunately it's not a law, it's only an opinion. But I think that you could meet with me and your kids, and I saw your kids, my dog there, that is very, very quiet dog, that very, very honey.
Yeah,
and
I suppose
you changed your mind. I suppose your kid is a very, very, very charming child, and it's possible we convince to play with my dog. I suppose. Otherwise, we could to do a proposal to the mayor in order to study the issue.
Maybe what we can do is to think what can we do in order not to get to this point, to ban dogs in the city center.
Only, thinking, only no. Dogs?
Well, or
cats?
any kind of animal, making,
cows.
I don't know, programs of educational programs on
yes.
schools, on civic concern about keep clean the streets and everything.
Perhaps the council could create a place to only for dogs, a big place where they could run and
yes, I could speak
only clean
with the association of neighbors.
This place.
Yes.
In order to organize this place and so on, and to put ads to prevent the people was unsocial in the park.
That would be great, I think.
Yes.
Okay, I agree with that.
Yes. This is all.
That's all.
Yes.
Yes.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Stop. No.